POL. And we have our PO there again, 70 a few days ago, and thinking back, maybe we can have him talking to his sons, at least in his imagination. Which is doing now. Because one of them had come the day before, and as he had done before, complaining, expressing his melancholy or whatever, because he didn't feel that he was good enough at drawing and painting, at the arts he was learning, and Daddy recognizing that perfectly from his old 20 years of age, where he wasn't exactly that situation. But then saying, you know, when I look back now, I think it would be realistic that I would have become, I mean, painting these paintings when I was 20, before even entering serious art school. That I would have become an established, maybe even famous painter, artist in Sweden, maybe even internationally. Which is kind of the destiny I saw for myself back then somehow, although there was these voices pretty large from mother, father, sister, small town people there saying, no, what do you think you are? Don't you shouldn't think you are somebody. You're just a class on. So, you know, I mean, you go through things like that, but when I look now in hindsight, I can say like this, that I'm happy I gave that all up and didn't go that career. I mean, the last thing I would want to be now is a celebrity. What a strange, artificial life. And how easily you can just, I think, waste it and make it miserable. And I rather spent those past 50 years realizing myself, having time for my sons all the way from the first day of birth till they moved from home. They had their daddy there with them whenever they wanted him. Friends of mine, they were in the top career when they got children, and they hardly ever met their children because they were out traveling all over the world and partying at night in the big famous people parties where there are lots of drugs and alcohol and temptations. So it's a wild, wild world out there, which I fortunately was saved from. And here I'm sitting. I feel healthy, strong, didn't waste away much of my life. Learned in my 20s how to live more sattvic, balanced. So made that other choice. at that crossroad, like in my early 20s, became a monk. And I'm so happy I did, because now I'm here, I'm still healthy. Thanks God, and God so help me. I can do all these things that I could back then visualize and dream of, and so I have ideas, I'm a creative guy, now I can be that. But with all the knowledge that I have gathered through 50 years.
Yep. Hare Krishna.